Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 37 of the T's and C's Apply podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Tig, and in this episode we walk you through the T's and C's of doing sketchy stuff. Just the sketchy behaviour that we all tend to do a little bit from time to time, random other things that are a bit more sketchy, and how to get away with sketchy stuff.
Take a shot every time you say sketchy.
Listen, rule number one of doing sketchy stuff is say it with confidence. If you say and do things with confidence, everyone just assumes you know what you're doing.
We're all fucking guilty though of doing sketchy shit though.
Like, fake it till you make it. Not the rule.
I swear to God, if someone's drinking listening to this podcast and they take a shot after every time we say sketchy, you're going to be pissed off.
Langers.
You're going to be absolutely hanging out your arses there. But before we kick off this week's episode, in this week's Patreon, Tig tells us all about the interesting role he played at his friend's wedding last weekend.
She was like, can you just tell everyone to go over there for the photos, or that they need to go into this room or whatever. And so just throughout the entire day, you just had me going, ladies and gentlemen, can you go over to the grass there? We're gonna do the family photos.
Jesus Christ.
I just took, I ended up being way more part of the wedding than I expected to be. And like a very Irish thing, like the accent kind of rolls a bit more as drink goes in. So it was clear at the start, and then like towards the end where it's like, ladies and gentlemen, if I'm going inside, I'm going cotton cake.
Pure cork.
But the best thing was, there was some of Emma's relations are Irish, and they're from around Cork.
Yeah.
So they understood me. So they just started walking in, and everyone else was like, we follow them, I suppose. And if you sign up for our Patreon, I'll play that role in your wedding too.
And at a good cost. When we say sketchy now as well, I want to like alliterate. It's kind of like when you do stuff that's sketchy. But you also feel like you're the only person that does it. But in actual fact, there are so many people around the world that does the exact same thing.
Little things that, like, you know, you're like, am I gonna get away with this? Is anyone gonna see?
Yeah.
Or even if you just do it and like no one second guesses,
yeah,
what you've just said.
Yeah. Or done.
Yeah. Like that's the kind of stuff we're talking about. But every so often you get noticed. Now the whole reason this whole thing came about, which has to be the funniest way of ever finding out about a topic, was based off of a local story that I heard over the weekend about a man who does one of the sketchiest things ever, but
genius. You have to give
genius,
it to him.
Genius. It's ballsy.
It's ballsy, but genius at the same time.
So this particular local gentleman is nicknamed the Grim Eater. Okay. Now Chelsea knows the story, but for all of you out there, I want you to process that nickname, the Grim Eater. I want you to think, how would someone get a name like that locally? I mean, it's
a question on everybody's lips.
Questions on everyone's lips. This particular gentleman attends funerals and apparently is a great mourner. By all accounts, oh, heartbroken that this person died.
Great empath.
A lot of empathy, sympathy towards the family, but will always, without fail, be in attendance afterwards when they're giving out the food and sandwiches and a tea and coffee and all that stuff. Will always turn up for the free food at the end of the funeral. Henceforth, the Grim Eater. And I just can't help but feel
that name right there is actually hilarious.
It's a great nickname. That's one thing that Irish people are very good for, is giving out great nicknames.
Yeah.
But that right there was just the inspiration, because that is so sketch.
Oh, so sketchy. So ballsy.
It started making me think about all the sketchy things that, like, I've heard people do. Irish people are very sketchy and like, they're chancellors, they're but guards with trying different things. Can you remember? And we praise this person. Praise them for the balls of having done this at a World Cup before. Can you remember? It was like, this person went on the Late Late Show and everything. They went to a World Cup, FIFA World Cup. And, like, I think it was one of the Ireland group games when Ireland were still able, like, to make the World Cup finals. Remember that?
Yeah.
The good times, 2002. And they rocked up at the stadium. No ticket, no nothing. And
When you said they, like, how many people are we talking here?
As in they, as in the person.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. When you said they.
Pronouns, Chelsea.
No, because you were like they. So
what,
I was like,
are
like,
we talking
about
group turned up at the stadium?
Are we talking about a group of people? Are we talking about one single person?
No,
this
individual turned up at an Ireland game. And noticed that, like, you know, there was people coming in the side of the
arena or whatever,
that were working there, and like that they were going to be like on the pitch. They were pitch side, or like ball boys and stuff like that. And what he did was genius. He noticed that there was literally a bag of balls left outside, so he just walked up, right? Walked up, threw it over his shoulder and just walked straight in past the security guard.
Oh my God.
As if he was supposed to be working there. Walked straight out, got onto the pitch, and then like he just picked out a ball out of the bag and just like took a knee on the pitch and just like acted like he was like meant to be there for the entire thing.
The whole thing. I thought he was like probably going to drop the bag maybe and then fuck off to a chair.
No. Because you get caught then. Because like, so what if someone else comes along for your chair then? Like,
oh, like, oh my God. So really, he actually like full on went into character out. Like.
Oh, this is even better, right? So at some stage during the game, he like it was like an Ireland throw. He got out the ball and he threw it up to one of the Irish players. So there's a video of him actually throwing it up to the Irish player, like looking at the camera and then like almost like evidence. And then at the end of the game, obviously all the Irish lads are like shaking hands and all that stuff with the other team. And he goes out and he like starts shaking all their hands. And he's like, they're in the middle of, I don't know where it was now, but like obviously it wasn't in Ireland. And he walked up and he was like, well, lads, how are you getting on? And they're all looking at him and he's like, oh, I've been pretending to be a ball boy all this time. Like explaining to the lads.
He actually like told the truth as well. He's still like,
he said it to the Irish lads and the Irish lads thought it was hilarious. So I don't know that he ended up going back out like of the stadium with the Irish lads, had the crack with them the whole time.
Stop the lights.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's sketchy, but that is
genius sketchy. Oh, yeah.
To the highest like, order. Like.
Again, some of this behaviour, like it's dodgy, but some other stuff, it's like it's dodgy, but it's genius.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been
there? Oh my God, involved? I actually can't believe that I never heard that story.
Oh, such a good one. Have you ever done like, what are the kind of sketchy things that you would do?
I wouldn't really call it. No, it is sketchy. It is sketchy. But I know people listening at home are going to be like, that's nasty at the same time. And you know I do this already. I dip my chips into ice cream.
Yeah, okay. She does it. But is that really sketchy though?
I don't know if it's sketchy, but I know I'm not alone on that one.
I think loads of people
do
that.
Not alone. And if you are one person that sits at home and be like, Chelsea, that's rotten, try it. Don't knock it till you try it. Like dipping chips into just vanilla ice cream. Has to be specifically vanilla. Any flavours, you're just taking the piss now. But if you just dip it in, oh, it is. It's glorious. Mwah, it's nice. Beautiful.
I think,
I don't think I've ever done anything sketchy though. Like, I don't. Have do you know you, what? I probably wouldn't have the balls to do something sketchy. Like,
here's the question: would you have the balls to? I like how we say that now. Like, even though you definitely can't say that in 2022, but anyway, would you have the courage? That's what courage. We say courage.
Okay.
Would you have the courage to go up to a bus driver and be like, "Try to take a piece and try and get on"?
Do you know
a
what?
Like that?
Whenever I used to take the train to Dublin before I started driving, I would have been like in my teens. But I, so often, bear in mind I didn't have a job, so often I'd be like at the counter, like getting my train ticket, and I'm like, I wonder would I get away with getting a child's ticket? I often was like, it was nearly out of my mouth. The words like were nearly out of my mouth, and then I was like, no.
I get a chattel,
because
please?
You know what is? The paranoia will be at the back of my head. I'm going to get caught. Same thing with the Lewis. I don't know if anybody from Ireland does this, but when you come to the Lewis, realistically, if there is no guards on the Lewis, if there is no guards around the ticket buying area, you could easily hop on, hop off. No one would know that you've bought a ticket. Realistically, there's no one there like stamping tickets or anything like that. And I've seen people do it all the time. Just hopping on, hopping off the Lewis like it's a fucking free taxi. Like, and I've often thought about doing it. I'm like, they're
getting... you're like, I'm going to get caught.
No, but like, the way I'm looking at it, I'm like, they're getting away with it. But no, on my luck, I'd be the sore loser, the one gobshite that would get caught. I'm like, I don't need that on my record. No thanks. I don't need a record at all. You know, I'm a.
Would you get a record for that? Or is it just an on the spot fine?
I don't know.
I'm not gonna. You.
Well, here,
the
listen.
Here.
If you did it enough times, like.
I think it's just a fine. They're not gonna like put. They're not gonna handcuff you and take you off to the like guard station.
Possibly.
Could you imagine?
I did
Could
do something
you
sketchy.
Imagine if you did that.
I did do. I'm about to admit something on this podcast now.
Uh-oh. Allegedly you did something sketchy, Chelsea.
Allegedly.
We don't
allegedly.
Know if there's Gardaí here watching or not.
Allegedly.
Allegedly you did something.
You're going to laugh when you hear it all because it's the most harmless thing I've ever done in my life. This will show you how innocent I am. When I was younger, I robbed something from the shop. You're going to laugh when I tell you what it is.
Oh my God.
You're actually going to laugh when I tell you what it is. I robbed the Snickers bar. I don't know what possessed me.
All that build up. For that.
For a Snickers bar. I don't know what possessed me to do it. I think it was a Tesco's. You know the way you'd have like really small Tesco's? Like, I honestly can't explain it. But I do remember that I robbed a Snickers bar. Don't know what possessed me to do it. I don't know. And the most bizarre part of this whole story is the fact that I paid for a can of 7-Up and I took the Snickers bar my way.
I'm living with a thief, lads. I don't know what to say. I do not know what to say.
You're living with a terrible thief. That was the first and last time I ever did it. I was about 10.
Allegedly.
I was 10. Right? I'm fucking on the good side of 30 now. But I don't know what possessed me to do it. And ever since, the guilt, lads, has carried with me. Not even kidding. I've actually felt the guilt for that for years.
Should be ashamed of yourself.
I was. I genuinely was ashamed of myself for a long, long time. I don't know. I think I must have moved with a group of friends or something. But something came into my head to do.
Well, now we all know who the saint and the sinner is in this relationship anyway.
I am a saint. That's the problem. Hence why it ate me up for years.
Jack, you're going to be pulled up on that at the gates of heaven by St. Peter.
No,
he's
because
go,
I have...
I remember
no,
you
do you know what?
You
I've paid my dues. I've paid my dues. I feel like I have done so many good things since then. I feel like I've definitely paid for it.
Mother Teresa over here.
I've paid the price. I can tell you that now.
Is this why you're in a relationship with me now? Like, is this their suffering that you're like, Lord, I'm going to suffer
this
through this relationship
yeah.
with him as part of my punishment for taking that Snickers.
The Snickers bar. Yeah.
Well, what can I
say? It was
a
good Snickers bar, though.
You should be ashamed
of
yourself.
It was the extra ones. So it was like the really big one. But can we just take a second to appreciate the fact that I paid for something first and then in my head got into me, I'm just going to take one of these in the mail. That was my only rebellious phase in my life.
Wouldn't surprise me by the end of this episode if she said she was going to run as a TD because robbing us blind, so you are in this country.
No, No, I just said, do you know what? That's the only sketchy thing I've actually ever done. That's the only rebellious thing I've ever done. Other than that, I have had a very clean nose. Thank you very much. I've never...
I don't know, like... I think that's daylight robbery, but sketchiness, and I think some people do when it comes to the shop like that, like, would be in the modern equivalent, like when you've got the self checkout, is just scanning something and saying it's something else. Like anything,
yeah, but you can't
anything
do that.
Anything can be an onion if you wanted it to be.
Not really.
Just put it on top. What does that weigh? 17 onions. Thank you. That's an LCD.
No, you can't do that. How can you do that?
It's the same weight. Measures the weight. Did you never know that? Loads of people do this. Yeah. I don't. This is a disclaimer. I don't, because I actually feel, I even pay for the bags, because I'm like super, super like.
Yeah, but obviously everyone pays for a bag.
Yeah. Well, not a lot of people do.
I pay for bags.
But yeah, you know how like they ask you to weigh the fruit and veg?
Yeah.
And then apparently onions are like the cheapest of them. So loads of people would put something, scan something in. Like they put it on and they'd be like, weigh that out there now. And then they'll be like, oh, they're onions. Boom. €2. Might be something that's a tenner.
I never need to do that.
Oh, loads of people do that.
Do you see how Tig knows that very well? That just like that. You've done that, don't lie.
I've not done that.
You lie.
I genuinely
you
haven't.
Lie. If I, bet you he has. If I bet had you he's done gone that. In. Bet you he's gone into like a local Super Value now or something like that and put down food and said it was onions.
No, I actually have a great relationship with the local Super Value. Thank you very
much. Whatever.
Thank you. No, whatever. If I had done something, I would say allegedly beforehand. So no, that one was just something that I've heard people do. But like there's loads of stuff. The funniest one, London Underground. When it comes to like people doing dodgy stuff, going back to the previous part where we're talking about trains, I saw an older man go on and he bought a child's ticket and he got caught by the inspector.
No.
For having a child's ticket. And he was like, you're not a child. And he went, but I am the child of God.
Oh my
and like
God.
Played the religion card. Still hasn't paid a full fine, like, but like, it's interesting.
Is the fine big?
It depends.
If you get caught on that kind of like loads of train.
You got caught in Budapest, didn't you?
Yeah, but.
You had paid. Again,
I
bought a ticket as well. That's a great irony.
I bought a ticket before. Anybody thinks I stole a train ticket or something like that, I didn't. I bought, me and my friends, and we went to Budapest earlier this year. We were going to the underground, whatever, tram, whatever you call it. Bear in mind, there was a massive language barrier, right? We didn't understand any of the signs. We were trying to put into Google Translate. We were trying to get to the thermal baths, and we were at the underground trying to figure out what fucking route we had to take, and we just couldn't figure out where we had to go. We were Googling where it was, and then we were like, right, trying to Google, like, okay, well, we're here, so what route do we need to take? There were so many different routes you had to take, and we were having a full on convulsion because we were running late already as it was. So we just went to the one that we thought looked closest to it, hopped on the got our tickets, paid for them in full, got on the tram, is that what's called? Tram. Got on it, and then we were going, and it was like every 5 seconds there was a stop. And I was like, why do I feel like we're going out, like completely out of the city? I was like, oh my God, we need to get off. We need to get off and figure out where we are. So we got off somewhere. Don't ask if it was on the far side anyway of the city. We got off, and there was like these guards walking around. But again, we thought nothing of it. Like, so as we were like, I was like, look, let's go outside. Because we're obviously underground. I was like, let's go outside. Let's kind of figure out where we are right now and then go from there. So as we were walking up, like going towards the escalators that are going up, these guards just approached us and they were like, show us your ticket, blah, blah, blah. Bear in mind, the language barrier was horrendous. And obviously we pulled out the tickets. And
they
we
didn't
showed,
speak awfully, was it?
Which, we pulled out the tickets and, you know, very confidently, because we were like, we paid for them, pulled out our tickets, handed it to them. Straight away, we got fined on the spot and we were like, huh? And basically what they were telling us, yes, we bought the tickets, but in the first train station that we were in, there's like this machine where you have to get it all out. Like it's a machine you put your, it's like a clock in machine, basically. You go in and it has to be clamped. It has to be a certain clamp. You take it out before you got in the train. Bear in mind, in the first train station, there was no like
no
desk.
Big obvious sign to say.
There was no sign. There was no desk for someone to like explain to us where to go. We didn't even know what side our train was fucking on. We were just hoping for the best. There was no security guards walking around. There was zero people at that train station. So we were literally just hoping for the best. We were like, buy a ticket, you'll be safe. When we got to that train station, the guards were like, because we didn't clamp the fucking ticket, we were getting fined on the spot. And we were like, there is no way we're paying this fine. We've paid for our tickets. It doesn't matter. They confiscated our passports, every single one of our passports, and said if we didn't pay the fine on the spot, we weren't getting our passports back. Therefore, we wouldn't be able to fly home. We were like, I was shaking with fear, but also anger, because I was like, this is a fucking joke. I think we had to pay like, I can't even remember what it was. It was like easily like 30 euro, near enough to 30 euro each that we had to pay on the spot. And then we were told to go on our way. And we weren't allowed to use that ticket to get back on the tram to find out where we were.
I'd say right there now what you did was you ended up paying for a round of drinks for the boys that night. That's what happened.
We were fucking fuming.
There's so many just sketchy things. I think automatically going to other countries, sketchy stuff happens because they
But we were like trying to explain to them. We were like, we're Irish. We weren't being hostile with them. They were being so angry. It was like being around a load of Russians. Like, they were so angry, even, like, just talking in general. Like, why are you coming across so intimidating? There's no need to be like that. Like, to them, we committed a crime. To them, we were, like, running
These
away.
Foreign
we were like
coming over here, do you know what I mean? Committing crimes in
that
our
genuinely,
underground.
It was the way they were speaking to us. It's like we genuinely had committed a crime on purpose. Like, we were trying to run away from the scene kind of thing. No, we were just walking upstairs because we have no idea where we were. We were, like, trying to explain to them, look, we're Irish. We don't understand what you're saying, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like taking out all these books, like this manful, like fucking pamphlet thing to basically be like, it was like a diagram of what we were meant to do. And it was like, I basically told us we didn't do it. And we were like, okay, look, we're sorry. We didn't understand. Look, we'll scan it again or whatever. Like, we'll scan it at this station or at that. No, it's too late. All this sort of stuff. And we got fined on the spot. If we didn't pay that fine, it was either not get our passports back and the fine would double within 14 hours. So if we didn't pay it on that spot, not only were we not getting our passports back, but that fine was going to double, and it would be like the e-flow. It would keep doubling until you paid.
My God.
Yeah. So we had no choice, but we had to pay it or we weren't coming home. So that in itself was fucking sketchy, because anybody from Budapest listening to this podcast, fucking get signs up in English that people could actually understand. That pisses me off.
I'll give you an even bigger, sketchier police related story. I feel like now we're all going towards the police in this one, but anyway, the popo, they're getting a bad hit, but not the Irish ones really. We were out in, I want to say it was Kyrgyzstan, might have been a bit before that, but we were in some country anyway where we were there for a couple of days. Cars were getting fixed up, all that jazz, and we're kind of restocking for the next couple of days out in the desert. And we went into like some local shops, and one shop happened to be like an Arbley surplus store.
Yeah.
Kind of style thing. But it had policeman uniforms. It had army uniforms. It had basically everything, like all of their uniforms. So obviously they must have like sold them to the police as well or some sort of thing like that. But like you get knives and guns and all this jazz. And we were like, this is mental. Absolutely not.
As in like legit knives and guns.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like everything was in there. Like it was like... just bought whatever you wanted, like, and your man was like dead happy to see us because he was thinking Westerners here now, I can get them to buy whatever.
Yeah.
But we had no interest in any of it. We're like, this
God, I'm not being funny, but imagine you did, you could be done for like impersonating an officer or impersonating her.
Let me get to that.
Oh,
next.
God. So there you go.
So myself and Tommy, we went off, we got all of the food supplies and all this stuff, and we were waiting on the others to come back in another car, but we had all of our food like in bags. We'd like gotten a taxi back or something from the shop, and we had all our food and stuff at like a corner. Next thing, this like old Mercedes just pulls up outside the front of us, and like it's a guy just in plain clothes.
Okay.
And in the back you can see three or four hanging uniforms. And he's like, polizia, or what? I say polizia because that's the only other language that I have.
As in TE, like?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, where are you from? Like, basically trying to suss out where we're from and all this stuff. And like, we're like, from Ireland, you know, no problem, all that stuff. And then next thing, he goes back into the car, and then he calls someone on the phone, and then another car comes up, and this time it has fellas in police uniforms. And then basically, like, they were looking for a bribe. They were like, oh, you can't be doing what you're doing, all this stuff. And we're like, we've just got shopping. Like, we're just standing at a corner with shopping. And they were like, we're going to have to take you away, all this jazz. And then
what?
We were like, for what? For what? We literally started going, for what? What have we done? What have we done? And, like, that was the thing. They wanted bribes, like, and...
What do you mean they wanted bribes? I don't understand what you
they
mean,
want,
like...
So they saw that we had these, like... foreign cars, the Mongol rally cars, these buckets of rust on four wheels. And they would just see that you are Westerners and that they were like, oh, we can take these lads for a ride. Now we'll take bribes. We'll get bribes. Like, you convince them that they've done something wrong and you'll go, you need to pay
wait
a
now,
fine.
So were these actually legit police?
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah, see, this it's is what hard I'm saying. To know. That's what? That's sketchy.
We've had this four, like, has this happened four or five times on the trip as well? Like,
that's sketch. That's yeah, sketch. Yeah. Now, I don't like that. Considering where you were so close to that shop. And also your man had like two or three uniforms in the back of his car.
You just don't know. It wasn't like the police that. Car. So I was like, I like this.
The police and was the second car a police car?
No.
Nah. Sorry,
just
now.
Lads in uniform. So then you're like,
Nah, that's sketch. That's sketch.
So yeah, yeah. It's one of those ones. But yeah, like so much sketchy stuff.
I know.
Oh.
That's suspicious. That's weird.
I actually have a list of stuff that kind of like would be classed, in my opinion anyway.
These aren't probably these aren't really sketchy, but it's more like stuff that we secretly do.
It's what people secretly do. Number one, won't admit to doing, and number two, and feel like they're the only person in the world that does it. So I'm going to like run off my list and see, Tig, if you can.
I need to pretend like I didn't do any of these.
well, I only gave you one or two to give you an idea of what I had.
Okay.
I have a whole list here, so I'm not going to obviously repeat the ones I've already told you.
For these ones.
Right, so I'm curious to see what you'll admit
done
to doing.
Research on this.
Oh, I have done. You can see. You probably can't see in the camera, but I have done a shit ton of research. Right, so I'm just curious as to if you. Now, some of them are bad. Some of them aren't bad at all. So one is someone actually I seen this and I was like, it's the creepiest thing, but yeah, I can also imagine myself doing this when I was living on my own.
Oh, Lord.
It was when I'm alone and I look around, or look around the room that I'm in, I smile and say, hello, time travelers.
I don't do that.
I feel like I would have, though.
I don't do that, but right. We live in a really old house. Okay?
Yeah.
It's 200 years old. There's a lot of talk about where we are being a little bit haunted at times.
Mm-hmm.
And like when weird stuff happens around the house, I'm just like, hey ghosts, how are you getting on? Like, I'll just pretend like everything's fine. I'll just chat away.
I've yet to hear anything in this house.
That's because it's so busy. Ghosts will wait until there's no one around.
Yeah, but that's very true. Another one is peeing in the shower. You're taking an awful long time here, Ty.
I'm trying to figure out if
me.
I've got any students. Listen, the way I look at it, right, I'm looking at it from a scientific point of view.
Uh-huh.
I'm saving the planet by not using the flush of
the toilet. You dirtbag! You dirtbag.
What?
You dirtbag.
Go on, next one before you call me a dirtbag again.
This one I do. And I feel like I'm going to have a lot of people that might come at me for doing this, but cutting raw meat and chicken with a scissors.
What?
A cooking scissors, obviously. Not a normal hair scissors, like.
I know, not a normal
scissors. Yeah, I cut them with a
scissors.
Yeah.
Nah, that's what, there's special knives for them.
No.
My God.
I cut them with a, it's just easier.
So glad that I don't generally see what you're doing when you're cooking.
Excuse me, have you died? Have you died yet?
But did you die?
But did you die? No.
Are you saying when it comes to like
you
pizzas,
are well fed, my friend.
Do you? Yeah, I know I am. are you the same with pizzas? Do you cut pizzas with a scissors?
No. So I don't do that.
I'm all about the knife.
See, that gives me anxiety that you do that. You cut a pizza with a knife. There's a pizza cutter for a reason.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of them.
So there you go. I'm not a fan of cutting meat with a knife.
Just proper. Okay, we got to move on before we get into one.
This one made me hurl. Peeling dead skin off your feet.
No, I don't.
I think that's the most revolting thing ever.
I never tend to really see a lot of dead skin on my feet. Like, I don't know what I'd be doing with my feet. That like they always seem like they're fresh. I know that sounds weird. Oh my God. Oh my God. Can we actually talk about something very similar, right?
What?
And I know people do this. So I'm going to bring it up, right? Right. It's so sketchy.
Go on.
Right. You know you're not supposed to pop blisters. But when you get a blister, it's just fun.
And you get a pin.
You never even sterilize it half the time, do you?
No.
No. Because you're like, I just want to pop it out and get that blister juice.
Oh, stop. It's actually making me nauseous.
Oh, no, oh, it's stop. Heaven. It's heaven.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry to anybody listening to this podcast eating their breakfast or something.
Yeah, I think we should just change the title of this from sketchy to disgusting.
This is me. What I do is when I set an alarm at night, I have to check it twice to make sure I've set it. Especially because
oh my God. I swear to God, right? I get ridiculed. I get wrecked by all my friends for like having 10 alarms, right? I am an alarm person.
Yeah,
right?
So am I.
There's nothing sketchy about having several alarms. Having every one of those alarms set as if there is a bomb about to explode inside in the house. That right there, I'm like, nah, that's not okay.
I'm a heavy sleeper.
This behavior is not okay.
I'm a heavy sleeper.
It doesn't even wake you up. That's worse, but it wakes me up and I like,
see, that's,
jump
that
out of bed.
That just goes to show, I have the loudest alarm tone set on my phone for when I want to wake up. I am that much of a heavy sleeper.
You've accustomed to it. That's what it is.
Tyke, I shit you not. When I was living, before I moved down here, I changed my tone. Every week I changed the tone. To be like, right, okay, I'm going to hear it this time. No. My uncle would have to come and knock on my cabin door to make sure I was awake. See, he'd be leaving for work at 6 a.m. and he would come and knock on my door to make sure I'm up.
See, this is where I'm like, well, look, if your
Whereas
alarm...
now I'm like, I have Tig now, so...
If your alarm doesn't wake you up, but it wakes me up, can we not just put on my alarm, which isn't as loud and
no, because I'm paranoid that you won't hear your alarm.
I'll hear my alarm and then I'll just turn off and go, come on, get out of bed.
No, but see, I'm afraid you won't. So I have to have mine there. It's just, it's if I go to bed knowing that my alarm is not set, even though I know Tig has his set and I know he's definitely going to hear it, but if I go to bed knowing in my brain that there's no alarm set on my phone, I will not sleep because I'm like going to sleep with the idea in my head going, oh my God, what if Tig doesn't wake up? What if he doesn't wake up? What if he actually is? What if tomorrow morning is the morning that he's just comatose and doesn't wake up?
Actually, can we talk about another sketchy thing that you do? And your excuse for it is shocking.
I don't do anything sketchy, thank you very much.
She also goes to bed with her notifications turned on.
Yeah.
And her excuse is, what if something happens in the middle of the night and someone messages me and something needs to happen there and then? She doesn't wake up.
Doesn't make a difference. God forbid if my phone rings.
You don't wake up though. You sleep through all of that. I wake up, right?
No, do you know what it is?
So again,
it's because Tig,
I end up having to answer or deal with anything.
It's because Tig is so used to having his notifications off his phone all the live long day. Mm. I don't live like that. I like my notifications to be there, to appear on my phone for me to see and to hear. Obviously, if I'm in a place where I can't have my phone on loud, then obviously that's different. So I need my notifications to pop up on the screen. But when I go to bed, I have to put my phone on loud because, again, it's a thing in my head that I'm afraid that if my phone's on silent and God forbid something happens within my family or something and my phone rings and I don't hear it, then I do you know what I mean? Again, I might not hear it, but at least I'm going to sleep knowing that I could potentially hear it if it does go off.
See,
notification comes up on the screen.
Don't like it. Nah. Anyway, go on. Move
that's
on to the
sketchy.
Next sketchy thing.
That right there is sketchy. That he has all of his notifications turned off and nothing pops up on the screen.
Because I
sketchy.
I genuinely like not being bothered by anything.
Sketchy.
Anyway, go on.
Sketch.
We agree.
He's moving on because he knows I'm right. That's sketch.
Oh my God.
Next one I have is brushing your teeth in the shower.
I don't do it.
I've done it once. It's interesting, you know.
I think I've drank in the shower.
You drank in the shower?
You'd be like, I'm sure after like a rugby tournament or something like that, when all the lads getting the beer, like I'm sure there's been like a case of beer handed in and we're all like showering, but we'll all have like a bottle of beer and I'll be like,
okay, that's weird, but I get it. No, it's weird, but I get it as in like in that scenario. Yeah, in that scenario, then right, grant. But I'm talking about home. Like if you're home, you wouldn't drink in the shower. Like you wouldn't be like this. You wouldn't be like this showering and then going,
have a lot of questions if every day you were at home showering and drinking in the shower.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, that's quite depressing. Another one is check under the bed and in the wardrobe to make sure no one's there. Again, that's something I did when I lived alone. I used to check my behind my door. I get so paranoid. And like in when I lived in the cabin, so I'd have like a pantry, but like where my pantry was, it was like it didn't have a door going into it. It had like a curtain every time, knowing full well I was just in there 10 minutes ago and knowing full well there's nothing in there. When I'd be on my own in the cabin and I'd be going to bed. I would have to check the bathroom. I would have to check the pantry, and I would have to also check the upstairs to make sure there's no one there.
Do you also do the, like, when you turn off the light, run to your bed?
I was just, that was my next one to say. So that was my next one to say. When you're like going up a set of stairs, you would just run very, very fast because you feel like something's going to like come and chase you. That still gets me. That still frightens me. Here's another sketchy one. Pretend to not see someone you know.
Oh my God, I love doing it.
I do that all the time. The second I see someone, especially if you're having a bad day, you're like, oh, no offense, but I just don't want to talk to anybody. Don't want to see anybody.
Across the road.
Across the road, you glance someone over, you're like, shit. They spot you, you do everything in your power to not spot them. You've seen them, you're like, shit, what can I do? And the obvious thing you do is what? Pull out your phone. You're on the phone. Oh, hi, how are you? And there could be fucking no one on the phone. No one.
I'm brutal for that one, but like mostly because like sometimes I just don't have the time to chat either as well. I'm like in the middle of doing something, but I have a big issue that I really should get my eyes checked at this stage for this one. That I genuinely can't see people until they're fairly reasonably up close.
Yeah, you're telling me.
Four eyes over here who doesn't even wear her glasses half the time as
well.
I
don't. But see, the reason why I don't, I try to not wear them when I'm wearing, doing the podcast is because of the light reflecting.
Yeah, that's fair enough. But you don't need to see anything other than my face. And yeah, to be honest, I look better as a silhouette anyway.
There you go.
But like walking around town, like I won't see, or like a lot of time I get the whole, who's that who I think it is? And then I'm like, oh, it is. And they're like, oh God, I need to get a crack, like get out of the way here quickly. Like I'm brutal for that. And then it's like, oh, it's too late now. They've spotted that I spotted them because I've been squinting at them for the last 20 seconds.
Once you both realise you've spotted each other, it's too late. You can't turn back. Like there's no getting away from that. But it's kind of like if you spot them before they spot you, you're grand. You can kind of like maybe turn around or whatever. Like sometimes people won't really know who you are with the back of your head, but like if they can really know, like if you lock eyes, game over. It's game over. I'm sorry. The last one I have for
you. Give me one more before we drive on to the next
section. You're lying. You're lying if you say you don't do this. Telling white lies about your life to strangers you meet on planes and parks, on trains, people you know that don't have a clue who you are, and they ask you about your life or what you do, and you might tweak it a little bit to make it sound a little more interesting.
I don't quite tweak it, but I definitely over-exaggerate.
So. Exactly, that's what I mean. You completely over-exaggerate your life story to make it sound like that it's somewhat interesting.
Oh, my favourite thing to do at the moment is to tell people about the podcast.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I'm trying to get this out. If any of you have been affected by me telling you about this podcast in public, I am sorry. Or like this,
it's all about
guy,
getting that plugs, you know?
Yeah, sneaky little plug in, just being like, oh yeah, I have a podcast with my girlfriend, from Offaly, it's great crack. We're like,
I love how he always has to emphasize the fact that I'm from Offaly.
Yeah,
like, what difference does it make if I was from space?
It's like a mixed relationship, you know, we're from two very different cultures.
It's not that fucking different. Jesus.
Your ears pop when you go up a small hill.
That's because I'm from flat land.
Very different cultures.
It's not different cultures, it's just different counties.
You didn't see the sea until you're about 17.
Ah, that's an exaggeration. 18.
Yeah. So like, you know, I mean, it's what I do. Like, I always go on an airport now or whatever, if I chat to people, and you know me now the last couple of times. Like, I'll travel away. I'll just chat to anyone.
Oh yeah.
I'll chat to anyone.
I'm the sort of person that if you come to me first, initiate the first hello, how are you, I'm sweet after that. I don't have the balls to approach someone.
Oh, I'm the ballsy man. I'll go straight up.
Oh, sure. Fucking last weekend, wait till you hear this, lads. Last weekend we were out in my local town up in Offaly, and we were in this bar and we were outside and we were just chit chatting and whatnot, and there was people coming up to this guy in the local bar and they were like, oh, taking photographs. And me and Tyke and his sister were kind of going, what the hell? Like, Tyke was like, he looks familiar. I feel like I know him, but I don't know where he's from, all that sort of stuff. But so many people are coming up and taking photographs. I didn't have a clue who this guy was. His sister didn't have a clue who it was. So we were there for ages trying to rack our brains who it was. Then me and like Michelle were kind of like, oh, it is what it is. Tyke, 20 minutes later.
I can't let that rest. Like,
Tyke, 20 minutes later, still wrecking his head going, I need to know who this guy is. I'm like, why does it matter? It doesn't matter who he is. No, because there's a reason why they're taking photos with him. I need to know. So
we got to explain. They were taking photos with him, but then they were also staying and chatting. Like,
yeah, as if
like,
they knew him
anyway.
And he
was having chats back and having the crack. And I was like, I reckon he's from Tullamore, whoever he is. Have I met him somewhere?
Yeah.
I was like, is he?
He was adamant to find out. Like,
I was like, is it one of like Sean's friends, or is it like one of like some just someone from around the place that I should know that I've met? And eventually, I just had to go up.
Yeah. So like he ballsly, I just went up, straight up to him and was like, sorry, but like, are you from here?
Yeah, I was like, I recognize you, and I don't know why. Like, are you from around here? Thinking that he'd be like, oh yeah, you know, we met wherever or whatever it was. And he was like, oh yeah, I'm from around here. And I was like, cool, what's the name? I was like, give me a little. I genuinely at that stage I was still like, oh, you know, I must have met him from around here somewhere before, like on a night out or whatever.
So for anybody that's wondering, for Irish people that listen to the podcast would probably know who this guy was. It was Sam Keeley. He was in Kin.
He was in
the TV show Kin.
He was in The Siege of Jadaville. Mm. He's been in a pile of stuff. He actually has another one coming out. But I felt really bad afterwards because it took me ages to figure out.
So I was just standing there for ages, like, kind of looking over. I'm like, will you stop staring?
Even after he left, I was like, how do I know him? Like, I definitely know him from somewhere. And I genuinely
wrecking his head that he couldn't figure out who it was.
And I'm sure that I went off and Googled people from Tullamore. And then I was like,
who is this guy?
And then eventually I was like, maybe he's in the show. I was like, maybe he was in that thing. And I looked up the cast of Kin, and it was
there
him.
He was.
And I was like, damn. And then I clicked into him, and I was like, because I'd only seen like a half episode of Kin or something like that. So I was like, surely I'd have seen him from somewhere else, which is why I recognised him in the first place. And then he was in The Siege of Jadaville, and I thought it was a great movie. So
there you go now.
Sam Keeley, one, my apologies for coming up to you and not having a clue.
He probably thought, I was like, you know what, ballsy of him to come up and ask me.
No, because he was like, he had like 2 seconds of chat and then he was gone. He was like, oh, I gotta go inside there. I was like, fair enough. But yeah, my apologies for coming up and not really knowing who you are. But yeah, I loved you in The Siege of Jadaville. Just anyone else,
just an FYI,
watch it. Really good movie. Great, actually, historically, very, very good for like the Irish Army.
Oh, interesting.
Well, as in the movie, like it's a true story.
Oh,
my God, we'll have to watch it at some stage.
It's definitely, yeah. One. We'll add it to the long list that we already fucking have.
Yeah. Oh, you lot thought we were joking when we said we're going to get jerseys made. Boom! Check these bad boys out.
Boom!
Look at them. They're so colourful.
They're class. Love them.
They're like a 90s throwback.
They are 90s vibes. These are giving me Saved by the Bell vibes.
Yeah, all made courtesy of D-Armor Sportswear. If you want to go check out their products, you can do that. Their website is linked down below. And you can go and ask them for your own kit if you want to get something made. But if you want to see us wearing these in action, you can check out our YouTube video where we take part in Midland's Fittest Families.
Superstars.
Okay, we're not really superstars though. But you can still check it out.
You can still check it out though.
Anyway, go back to the video. Boom.
Let's go.
Right, so we are replacing the traditional Love Island section of this podcast with some weekly updates now of how we're getting on in the house.
I bet you're all delighted.
The old DIY.
I'm very sad. I just want to point out, I'm very sad that Love Island's over.
I'm
curious. Anybody that was watching Love Island, this is the last time I'm going to mention it. I swear, it's going to be the last time I mention Love Island, but I'm curious because I didn't watch it. Anybody that was watching the Love Island and keeping up to date with it, did any of you watch the reunion? And if so, what was your opinion on it? Because all I'm hearing is nothing but crap, saying it was this, that and the other. It's all over my FYP.
Like the rest of the show,
so pish posh, you watched it. Wash your mouth out. So many people complain about it, saying it was absolute shite. So let me know. Did you see it? What did you think of it?
Yeah, so instead we're going to talk about how we're getting on, you know, the real life drama of renovating
the house. That was very sad,
Tig. Listen, it's the kind of day that it's been. Okay,
Tig's having one of them days.
Having a day. Spent all day brushing and hoovering floors and trying to get things cleaned. And I'm just sick of it. I'm so sick of it. I think I've hit a wall a little piece. But we're getting there. Like, yeah, so to kind of give an update about where we are, really, we are almost at the end of first fixings. Like, first fixings is basically when you buy your house. Okay, let's say if you're doing renovations, you buy your house, you rip everything out.
Yep.
And then builders.
And you have great crack doing it too.
Yeah, builders, electricians and plumbers come in. And I'm going to do the English accent because I feel like it suits it better. But basically, they come in with their like little clipboard. They don't have a clipboard, but this they do. They go, ask going, knocks on the wall, It's got to go. Is this structural? All right, we'll let you have it. We'll let you keep that one. Right. And basically, they just rip everything out and then they start fixing the first bits again all over. So like your wiring, your plumbing, that's the first bit.
Right, like the proper nitty-gritty stuff. Like,
so like all this week now we've had
the essentials, actually, if you think about it, because without all these you can't have a functioning house.
It's just a shell otherwise. And like myself and my old fella are basically doing the shell part, because you have to have an actual plumber and an actual electrician. Now all I'm going to say is, if you are thinking of renovating a house and you want to do most of it yourself, like you want to do a bit like what we are doing DIY, you have to have the plumber, you have to have an electrician. Mm. Line them up about a year in advance.
Because you're screwed otherwise.
I'm just like, one thing that I've learned from this is tradies are so hard to get.
Yeah.
And like, if you are going to be looking for them last second.
There's very little of them.
That's why they're so like, hard. They're
like, there's very little of them. So that's why, like, with like, if you're someone who's going into the trade, go into plumbing, go into electric, like electrician.
If you're a young person who wants to make a ball of money right now.
Yeah, there's serious money to be made and that kind of thing.
If you are any good as well at management or like just looking after other fellas as well, you can set up a business really quick with that and actually have a nice supply of like young fellas and young girls. There's actually loads of young women getting into the trade. You could have loads of them under you very quickly if you were good at managing.
Yeah, easy.
And there's such a demand for people at the moment. Like, you can't.
I never realized how scarce a plumber and electrician was until we started on the house. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
These guys are like gold dust.
Oh,
literally
like,
gold dust.
It is really like, you won't get them for months.
No.
Months and months and months. So like,
and a lot of them work solely alone as well. So that's what makes it even harder. If there's like a person working on their own, like they obviously have to finish the one job to move on to the next one, but they could have a pile of jobs on. Like,
I tell you what though, you learn quite a bit by being around them as well when you're doing these little jobs.
Oh yeah.
Like a lot of time, let's say if a plumber is there, they'll actually hire in someone else, like a chippy, to like do a lot of the groundworks for them. Like, so like they'll have a pile of holes that need to be drilled and stuff, and it might take an hour or two or whatever. So what they'll do is they'll hire them in
to do all that part
than what they're charging per hour to do that part, and like feed the pipes in with them or whatever. They'll be like, they'll do the brunt of the heavy stuff of like, okay, the pipes need to go this way, and deciding the routes and all that stuff. But the chippy would be the person who might come along and actually like, or like just like an apprentice, getting an apprentice and just doing all those little pieces and then feeding the pipes in with them. Makes life so much easier for the plumber, but also they're like, grand, you know, this is the crap jobs that I don't like doing.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And like any fella could do them.
Easy.
I've been enjoying doing that. Like I am.
Well, a lot of people are going down the whole apprenticeship kind of road, and it seems to be working out a lot better for them. Like,
oh, I think it's a gold mine. Like, rather than having to go off and do a college degree or whatever.
Sure, even like the girl, there's a girl like where I work now. Like, she's a teenager. Like, well, I say teenager, so 18, 19. But like, she's doing an apprenticeship in engineering. Mm. I'm like, fucking go on, girl. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's great to see more females coming into that kind of sector of trade, because it's very seldom you see it happening. So it is really good to see that. Like,
I had a female plumber over in England.
Where?
Wicked.
Yeah, there you go.
Wicked. Yeah. Can't beat her.
Girls can do just as good of a job, you know.
Oh my god.
Oh, we're gonna cut that one out.
You did not just say that.
I didn't mean it that way at all either. I did not mean it that way at all either. I'm too tired to function. Oh my god. Right, we're coming back in after that one. I think it's the deliriousness of how tired I am right now. I just said something outrageous, completely
out of context. If you heard what he just said, oh lads,
this happens so often on this podcast that I say something outrageous. And I don't mean it, like, as in, it's not meant the way that it comes out. But I'm just too tired. Oh, the brain stops functioning after 7 o'clock.
Christ, I swear, I actually wish we could have kept that
stopped,
in.
You genuinely stopped and was like, did you say what I think you said?
He said something and I was like, come again.
Yeah, oh my god.
I'm like, what? And he was like, and he just stared at me. He was like, I didn't mean to say that. And I was like, did you just say what I just think you just said? I actually wish you could have kept that in.
Oh my god. Oh. I don't think I'd lose my job over it, but like, it was one of those ones I was.
But to be fair, like, you said it so fast and so off the tongue that you didn't realize you said what you said for like a split couple of seconds there until I actually looked at you and I was
that's
like,
sketchy.
That's sketchy. Oh my God.
Going back to DIY though, burst a hole in the wall this week by accident.
Aye.
I think that's also something else you learn very quickly. That if you are going to do a lot of this stuff yourself, is that you're going to mess things up because...
Which is okay.
I think it's
all part
I
of
think
the part,
it's
like
part
the,
of the process. You
yeah,
have
of
to,
course.
You have to be willing to like potentially make a mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm all right with that.
Very much so.
I'm a big believer that you don't learn until you've made a mistake anyway.
Like, yeah, definitely.
If you get everything perfect all the time, fair enough, like... You're like amazing, first of all, but like you don't learn anything really from it.
Not
you know?
Really.
And then when things get tough and like things get harder, like you're like, and then you kind of stop doing stuff. Where yeah. Like if you make the mistake early on, you're like, do you know what? I've made a mistake. I'm gonna go fix it. And then you're like, grand, right? Now we've learned how to do it properly.
Yeah.
Big believer in that. So yeah, basically what I'm trying to do is justify why I broke stuff. Put a nice hole inside in our bathroom. But it's fixed now.
It's fixed. You wouldn't even know what happened.
It's even better now because there's a new slab gone over the front of it. It's lovely. The room looks nice and neat and tidy.
It's mental. All... Like it genuinely is. Again, I say this in every episode, every week. But the YouTube video is coming. It's coming. The
Whenever
editing.
I get time to do it.
The editing has started. Like it is coming, and I promise you, we will like let you know when it's uploaded. We'll post it on our Instagram and let you all know when it's up. But it's just it's mental to see from like when we first started to where it is now. It's like it's massive. What's changed already? Like it's come
sure
such
what?
A long way. And so I know some days you kind of feel like I feel like I've done nothing today. But like when you take a step back. Like, I guarantee if you sat down and, like, actually looked through all the footage from start to now, you'd be like, Jesus, so much has been done. But you have to also take into account that's all the under the floors and all that sort of stuff that's been, like, that they're major, major things. Like we just said, you will not have a functioning home without these things. So, like, on the days you feel like you haven't done much, you have to take into account it's the nitty-gritty stuff that's been done. That's why it doesn't really look like much has been done on the outside because it's all the internal work that's been done. But like just me, I was in there today after work and I was like looking at the bathroom and stuff like that. And I was like, crap, like last week it wasn't anywhere like this at all. Like it's like all the floors were up and everything else. And to see like the slabs on the walls and the floorboards down and stuff like that. Like it's like that's a massive step. All the piping's done. You know, a lot of the electrics are done. Mm. Like, it's huge. It's once all those nitty gritty things are done, like
big difference, like
massive.
You know. But yeah, like
can you see that fly going around?
Oh,
he's pissing me right off. He's annoying me, lads. If you see a fly going around, just know I'm about to kill it.
She's about to lose it.
It's about to lose its life.
Yeah, no. Do you know what? It kind of again going back to the whole point of like when if you wanted to do a kind of full renovation yourself, it is very handy to have people around you that you might not necessarily want to do the work but like that will tell you how to do it or teach you how to do it. YouTube is a great thing. YouTube is a great way of learning how to
that's
do
that's my uncle says
stuff.
All the time YouTube's great.
Yeah,
YouTube's
you can look up any video and figure out how to do it and just go, I'll chance doing that. It's a bit sketchy at times, don't get me wrong, but I think like I've learned how to do so many things off of YouTube. I've learned how to take out headlights out of an Audi because I did that before. I've learned how to give people a sick skin fade.
A sick skin fade.
Which I gave my dad during the middle of that first lockdown. Dad got a lovely skin fade off me there. He'd never had a skin fade before or since, but he had one then, so it wasn't too bad. But like, you know, you gotta just chance your arm with stuff.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Like, yeah, that's what
give it a go.
That's
like,
what I'm definitely trying to do.
You don't know
as
how
much
things
possible.
Are gonna turn out until you actually give them a chance.
Yeah, so yeah, that's kind of it. We're going to try and make good use of the warm weather at the moment with hopefully going out into the back garden area and like starting to put down the base for the shed and then putting in some 804, which is basically stones, tiny small stones, compacted down, and we can actually start working on the backyard in a little bit. So that'll be
and
nice.
This week is the perfect week to do that because we're having a heat wave this week, so it's great time to be doing it. Like,
yeah, it's one of those ones, but like, I suppose in my head. Like, I was thinking, biggest mistake ever at the start was thinking, oh, yeah, we could get this done in 10 weeks.
Yeah.
If, like...
I think, Tig, when you told people that you wanted to get it done in 12 weeks, 10 weeks, people were probably listening going, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, like, thing is, it's still manageable if you've got a team of people, but
that's
if there's
saying,
only
there's only
like
you
one
and
or
your
two
dad,
you, then you're like, okay, actually, that's not gonna
realistically,
happen.
It's only you and your dad. Like,
yeah,
like right now, there's not much that I can personally do because a lot of the work is a lot of tradesmen kind of work that's been done. Like I said, the electrics and the plumbing and stuff like that. Let's be real, I have no qualifications in that. Therefore, I'm useless to them right now. So I'll go down. I'm like, is there anything I can do? No, okay, I'm gonna go home and cook. So ye have fun. Whereas I realistically can't do much until like the floors are down and the skirtings are on and stuff like that, that I can actually physically paint rooms and stuff like that. That's where Chelsea will come in full hog like.
Yeah, yeah. But we were up in IKEA, like you could see the creativity coming out in Chelsea's brain. She was like, we could have this here and that there, and like you were going, okay, that's where you're gonna become a big advantage.
I feel like that's where I'll shine. I will make it a home. That's probably the cringiest thing I've ever said. But
making
I will
make the house a home.
I'll make the house a home. I'm very much, I personally, that's not me being like real cocky or that, but I feel like I'm really good at doing that. Turning a space into a home. Like I feel like when I was living on my own and stuff like that, I went in with a blank canvas and I felt like I've turned my own, like the cabin, I felt like I turned it into a really nice home at the time. Mm. I was really happy with it. It felt homely when you walked into it, kind of thing. Like,
I'm really looking forward to actually being moved in there.
Oh yeah, me
I know.
Too.
Like at the moment, it feels like a slug, and it feels long.
See,
and
it feels
I'm impatient
very,
about it yeah. as well. But like, I'm just
see, that's the thing
to
as well.
Done.
You're very impatient. You're very eager to get it all done before a certain time. Whereas Rome wasn't built in a day. This is a home that you're building. Like, you know what I mean? You have to remember, this is a home that you're building. This isn't doing up a bedroom. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think the other side of it as well is that like, I don't think I'd feel that impatient if it was a second house or a third house, or if, let's say, I bought an old place and I wanted to do it up and then rent it out to people. I wouldn't feel that impatient about it because I'm like, my own house is there and done. Whereas I suppose I feel like because we're waiting to get into our first home.
Part. I think it's more, it's impatience, but it's also excitement because, like Tiger said, it's our first home. So obviously we're eager to get into it and like, just be in the home together and obviously have like our own space and stuff like that. Like, but the way I look at it is like, it's going to be worth the wait. It's going to be worth it so much. The way I look at it, this time next year, we will be well into our home.
God, I hope so.
Oh my God, of course we will.
Oh my God.
Of course we will. If we're not there,
in
so,
by Christmas,
if
that's
we're not
what I'm aiming
in by for. This time next year, something went terribly wrong, but we're aiming for before Christmas. So realistically, the way I'm looking at it, I'm my focus is on, we could spend Christmas in our home.
That's the dream.
That would be amazing. Like,
it used to be, we get it done by the end of summer. Now it's like, and then it quickly changed that. We'll get it done by October half term. And now it's like, cheers, we'll be lucky for it by Christmas.
Yeah.
And on that sad realization, I think it's time for the end of this podcast with our traditional That's a Bop.
Oh, stop.
Stop.
So, Tyke, before we kick into this, what were the stats from last week?
Stats from last week.
I'm curious.
Stats from last week. I'm going to say it nice and loud for you. Okay. The stats from last week was a resounding victory for Chelsea.
Woo!
It's only taken her a couple of weeks to get back in the swing of things, keeping nice and close. Right. I think we're now 14-10 or something like that. It's very close. I don't know. We'll have
Come
to really
on,
tell
then.
Them up. But
Come on.
Yeah, it was a good win for her last week. I think I risked it by picking a very American song. Even though
it was a very well known song though,
it's
so
well
you
known,
did good to pick that
wrong.
Song.
You picked a good song as well, so we'll give it to Chelsea. She's pulled one back. It's that little bit closer now, getting towards the end of the season. And this week's theme is sketchy behaviour.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about sketchy stuff and like, you know, being a bit despicable, that's like thinking you're
being sneaky. Oh, you are. Do you know what? That was sketchy what you just did there. Because you're going to understand in a minute. That right there is schly.
Since you won last week, I'm going to let you go.
No, I went first last week. Wait. No,
yeah,
go ahead.
It worked for you.
No,
go on.
No, go on with your despicable behaviour.
All right. Well, in that case, I better release my song first.
You snake.
It is the Despicable Me theme song by Pharrell Williams.
See how he snuck that in there, lads.
Despicable me. Oh, when you're doing sketchy stuff, don't you feel like
you are sketchy?
You're sneaking around, just, you know, being shady. Despicable me. So So yeah, that's my song.
Well, I'm about to shit all over that.
I know you are, because I heard the song. And I was like, oh well, I don't have a chance this week. I might as well stick with my normal one.
This week I have gone for the astounding, the historic man of the hour, that is Eminem, and I have gone for the real Slim Shady. Please stand up.
I love this song. The whole way through is to talk about all the sketchy stuff that people do.
We're gonna have a problem here. That is an absolute fucking bop.
My favorite one, and why I'm like, okay, I'm letting her qualify that in this song, is the fact that this part is like, where he's like talking about the people working in Burger King, spitting on your onion rings. I'm like, that's despicable. It's sketchy. But we know it happens because, you know, never mess with people who serve you food.
Oh, God. Never mess with them. Never. Although for someone who I've worked in the hospitality trade, I've heard that saying so many times, but realistically, I want to put it out there. If you've got a genuine server, they would never do anything wrong to your food.
Again,
because they could
when
get
they
sacked.
Say never mess with people who serve your food, they're talking about like, don't be rude and nasty. If you're nice to your server, no problem. But
I think regardless of how you treat your servers will always treat you with respect.
Yeah, they'll see your face and then they'll go
they'll
back
bitch
and
about
like,
you behind your back, but they will do their job right.
Yeah. But anyway, on that note, go over to our Instagram, check out that one. Vote for Chelsea's one this week. We all know she's gonna win it. Like,
lads, we have 3 weeks to go. 3 weeks to go before the end of season 2, and we're going to put it out there and let you all know. Give you a bit of a warning. Give you a little bit of a heads up. But also, do you know what? I feel like you're going to benefit from this just as much as we are. At the end of season 2, we have decided
we're not coming back till the house is done.
We're not going to come back. We have so much to do with the house. It's, do you know what it is? It's between personal life and the house, and trying. Do you know what? Just trying to find time to live our life, but also, we want to be able to come back stress-free and not worry about anything. But we also want to give you guys a chance to catch up on any episodes that you've missed. So the main podcast after the end of season 2 will be taking a bit of a break, a well-needed rest. But
that Patreon is going to be flying out the door. We're going to be keeping that going.
Yes.
Because, again, if you've been trying to help us by signing up to it, giving us a little bit of funding every month so that we can, you know, help get extra equipment that's going to go into our studio and the new house, we're going to keep paying you guys back with content.
100%.
So if you feel like coming over and supporting us there as well, that would be humongous.
You will get all the updates from what's been going on with us. So make sure to go and sign up to our Patreon before the end of season 2 so you can keep up to date of what's been going on with the life of Chelsea and Tyke.
Yeah.
Okay. But until next week, lads, that is it from us. Go have an amazing weekend. If you're in the sunshine, you have the heat wave like we do, go and enjoy the sunshine. Have fun, drink loads, be merry and all that jazz. And we will chat to you all next week.
Yep. Don't forget as well, before we do go, share the podcast with people. You can listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. You can also watch us on YouTube. Sign up to the YouTube channel. Do all those amazing, wonderful things that are going to help us out as creators.
Exactly. Thank you so much for all your support. We appreciate it.
Go enjoy yourselves.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.